A lot of us here at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco for their big Arbor Day sales event. And Gordo now takes out the wireless to talk to some of the P1s with us. Come in, Gordo. Where are you?
Craig, do you have me?
I have
you. I'm standing probably about 4 feet from you, staring directly into your lovely hazel eyes.
Yes, I've got you now.
That hide a murderous intent. Yeah, I'm out with the wireless here and thought we'd talk to some of the P1s out here at Fan and Tree Farm. What's your name, ma'am?
Tiffany.
Hey, it's Tiffany.
Hey,
old pal Tiffany.
Old pal.
We see her at events and things like this, and you're wearing an interesting T-shirt, aren't you, Tiffany?
Yeah, I am. I got her on eBay for a dollar.
Okay, not from eBay. What does this say on the front of your shirt?
It says, Up Tops, Crafty, Milking Table, Breast Milk, Skittered, Up Under, Waffle Stomp, Spackle, Mazda Miata, and put that on a T-shirt. But last but not least, I've never said that before in my life. Gordon T.
Gordon T. That's attributed to me in there. I really don't think I've said. I may have said Up Under. That was the only one that I said.
That's your only crutch.
You still have that Roman numeral tattoo on the nape of your neck?
I do, yes.
Was it four?
Yes.
Wow.
Very
good memory.
Spent a lot of time staring at the back of the neck. Yeah.
That's a little creepy that he remembers that.
A little bit creepy. And what do? You work in ophthalmology or something?
Yes,
I do. That's creepy, too. He knows what you do for a living.
Corneal specialist, yes.
Yeah. You're what?
I work for a corneal specialist. So we do all ophthalmology, but we specialize in corneal transplants.
Wow. Now, how has corneal transplants changed over the years?
A lot, actually. Now we can do just partial thickness on the back of the cornea, where it's just a thin layer of tissue from a cadaver, but we can also do the full transplant where it's a full thickness.
So
we're all going to do this someday, right?
I don't think so.
No, only if you have a really bad corneal disease or infection. So
I thought
for
it was
all of
new LASIK.
Who sleep in contact lenses and get bad infections, you will probably need one.
Guys ever slept in contact lenses?
No, never worn them.
Me neither.
Never could do it.
So wait, George, you were confusing LASIK surgery with a corneal transplant.
No, isn't there something with the corneal something now that...
Be more specific. You sound out of your
depth. LASIK transplant that's not from a cadaver or something?
So a lens transplant would be cataract surgery.
Okay.
A lens implant, yes.
Yeah.
And that's not... You're not getting implanted someone else's lens. That's an artificial lens.
No,
that's correct, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
And my doctors are actually P1s, too, so I always talk to them about the show in the morning, and they're actually listening. This morning.
So, George, you were confusing a lens, an artificial lens being put in with a corneal transplant from a cadaver.
Yes, maybe.
Okay, Tiffany, let me ask you this. Why haven't we been able to come up with some artificial substance instead of a cornea from a dead human? There's not some high-tech kind of transparent cornea that we can grow in a pig?
Not yet, but... technology is always changing. Medicine's always moving forward, so we could.
Have they tried the pig's cornea yet? Maybe.
That's actually where you start. You practice. So in medical school, you practice on pig eyes.
On a pig?
Pig eyes, yeah.
Have you ever done surgery on pig eyes?
Not me personally, no. Okay. But I've assisted in many surgeries before.
Tell her you want to get a tattoo,
I want to get a tattoo.
On my taint?
On my taint.
I think you should totally do it.
He wants to go with the number 5, though. We're the numeral 5.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Roman numeral 5 on my taint. So right after the nape of your neck is my taint.
Only if you prove it.
Okay.
Look out.
Are you married, Tiffany?
I am not, no.
Are you with man or woman?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. When was the last time you dated, seriously?
A few weeks ago.
Oh,
so fairly. Way
trap.
To go, Gordon.
Bear trap.
And what happened with that?
I wised up.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long had you gone out with this person?
A year and a half.
Yeah. That's pretty long.
He's looking for juicier details, by the way.
The biggest thing, and he wasn't a P1. That was a huge deal.
That's
and I was
a problem.
Like, you know what? This isn't going to work.
Have you ever been close to marrying someone?
I have, yes. Yeah, I was engaged before that relationship.
Okay. What happened with that?
Oh. I can't say it on the radio.
Come on, what happened? You can tell me. You can tell me. I'm Roman number 5. You can tell me.
Okay. I caught him cheating.
Oh.
With anyone you knew?
No.
Oh. Gordo is so happy now.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We're
very sad.
He's so happy.
Very sad about this right now. You caught him cheating how?
in the act.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
This is a gold mine for Gordo.
Wait, you walked in as he was doing this?
Right after, maybe.
In the parking lot of a restaurant that I was also at next door.
Okay. What are the odds? I'm sure that's what he was thinking.
And it was in a and it was in a car.
Yes.
It wasn't just out in the open like dogs.
No, he should have because he was a dog.
Oh man!
And was she hot?
No, she was a hooker.
Oh my goodness!
What the?
Wow!
Oh. Jesus! Hi-o.
Sorry. How do you know that? How do you know that from just
so
looking
sorry.
At a woman?
Oh, I could tell. Yeah, she was fixing her wig, so it was...
Oh, wow.
And then actually I ended up seeing her at a Twin Peaks a couple weeks later, and I made sure I went up and said hi to her.
Did you slap her?
Oh, gosh.
I just said hi, and I showed her the video, and she freaked out. And
Do you have the video?
Wow.
I caught everything. Yeah.
Can we see it?
Can we see it? Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, she has it with her.
Oh, my.
So I'm going to send just a little of it just to make sure you're telling the truth.
What? We'll send it to Dave Raymond, and he can do play-by-play on
it. Yeah, can we send it to Dave Raymond, and he'll put a voiceover?
Come on, everybody. Come on.
His legs definitely went downhill, and mine just got better. So yeah.
Did you know him from work? Or
rounding third.
I met him just around town, just mutual people, yeah.
It's very generic. We can't really track that down, but okay.
Okay, they wouldn't have the natural.
Thanks for reopening that
one. Met him around town through people.
Okay. Yes, yes. All right. And then, what about the love of your life? Is there one person that you dated that your heart is still warm for?
Yes. We were together for 6 years, but he lives in California, where I'm originally from.
And is he remarried Ribs. Or married?
He's married, has a family, yeah. So best wishes for him, though. He deserves that.
Does it ever hurt seeing pictures of his children and seeing how good his life is?
Yes, it does, because I'm still really, really close with all of his family and his parents. And so I always see this stuff online, but... I'm happy for him. He deserves that.
What part of California
it is
from?
It is.
Southern California.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful part, much more beautiful than where you live.
All right, tell her you have to go.
All right, I have to go.
Tell her you're sorry about
everything. Evasion's going to grieve.
And you're a bad person.
I'm
a bad person. All right, thank you, Tiffany.
Sorry, Tiffany. Golly.
Boy,
it's unbelievable. The things you get people to say and talk about is just amazing.
Oh,
sorry, Tiffany. Thank you for your time. All right,
happy
it's 8:52 on the ticket.